If I were to ask you, how do you please God, what would your answer be? You get up today, you roll out of bed, and you have your heart set on pleasing God. Right. So what do you do? How exactly do you go about pleasing God? I'm blessed with three children who love to please their parents. And most of us do want to please people without being a doormat. I mean, I hope that each day I can bring some joy, some encouragement into other people's lives. I hope that each day I do one or two things that leave the lives of the people with whom I've come into contact better than when I found them. And of course, most of us want to please God. But how? Well, he actually tells us exactly how we can please him in his word, the Bible. God doesn't leave this important thing to chance. So, here it is. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 2 and 6. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. More than anything else, God just wants us to trust him. Even though we can't see him, even though we can't touch him and feel him the way we can with other people. In fact, when you think about it, God deliberately hides himself in the spiritual dimension and puts us in the physical dimension. But it's a gap that he bridges twice in two very special ways. Firstly, he sends Jesus from the spiritual to the physical to become one of us and to walk in our midst. Spirit becomes flesh. And then he sends the Holy Spirit to dwell in each person who trusts in Jesus, to dwell in our flesh. So even though God has deliberately set things up so that our relationship with him has to be a relationship of faith, a relationship of trust that reaches from the physical back into the spiritual, he makes that easy for us by bridging the gap, by bringing the spiritual and the physical together as one through Jesus and through the Holy Spirit. With each of our kids, there were ups and downs, great times and tough times. We were there to look after them, to nurture them, to help them to grow up. And through all of that, all we really wanted was for them to trust us, that we were doing our best to bless them. And if we as imperfect parents are like that, it makes sense that, well, God's like that too. He just wants us to believe in him, to trust in him through all the ups and downs. That's it. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.